The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:5. What is the definition of darkness? It is basically the absence of light. In physics, there is no term that dictates an actual measurement of darkness. In fact, the term pitch black is just a term stating that there is absolutely zero amount of light. If you have ever been to one of those tourist attractions where you go into the caverns and they usually take you to the one section where they'll turn out the lights to show you what pitch black is. And it's so dark that no matter how close you hold your hand to your face, you're unable to see it. This is also an environment where anything that's living in it is usually blind due to the lack of light. And now when John talks about Jesus entering into the world, he uses the imagery of light shining in the darkness. How many times have you been in a dark room and suddenly been blinded when someone's turned on the lights? Like when we were in school and after watching like a video or something, the teacher flips the lights on, everyone groans because of the sudden blindness they go through. And this is essentially what Jesus stepping into the world was like, a flare going off in a dark room. Also look at it this way. A child that is scared of the dark is often put at ease by just a tiny little nightlight. And it's because, you see, darkness cannot survive where there is even the smallest speck of light. Now, the darkness that Christ stepped into was not a physical darkness, but rather a spiritual darkness. Hearts were, at that time, and even now, are far from God. Most people, if they exhibited any form of righteousness, it was self-righteousness. Their motivations were to make themselves look good rather than to glorify God. And this is actually the natural state of man. Without Christ, we are at enmity with God. Our hearts are living in darkness, and like the animals living in a pitch-black environment, are physically blind, we are spiritually blind. But when Christ enters into our lives, that darkness is dispelled, and our relationship with God is restored. As Christians, we are called to be representatives of Christ. This means that we ourselves become little lights shining in the darkness. We are to spread the gospel to expose others to the light of Christ, which in turn, they will go and spread the light to even more people. Remember, you don't turn on a light and then stick it in a closet and close the door. You use light for illumination in order to see where you are going and what you are doing. In much the same way, our sharing the gospel, our being lights reflecting Christ, is to show others the way to God and the need for a Savior. So let me end with this. How are you letting your light shine for others to see?